Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
55042.
May I please have your first and last name?
It's under my husband, Robert Seifert.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
8824 Lower 8th Place, Lake Elmo, Minnesota, 55042.
All right, and for customer, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see where a sweepstakes for our tablet was entered into. How may I help you today?
I want it removed from my bill. I want to be credited $56.95 and $7.95.
I'm sorry, what was that? Could you repeat yourself for me?
Certainly. I want this credited back to us. And then I don't want any further information that you have on my husband, whether it be credit card, address, email, anything, removed from your system today.
Okay, all of these charges are valid charges. Does he recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win a tablet?
No.
Is there anyone?
Ma'am?
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Okay, because this is another of the scams, okay, because we've got other ones here that are try gadget deals, go for gadgets, and now this one is find your gadgets. Give me a break. I will either cancel this through my credit card company, and you're not going to get paid anyway, or you can refund our money today. So how do you want to handle it?
This is where you enter into a sweepstakes to win an item, which is the tablet. Would you like for me to assist you today?
I want the $56.95 and $7.95 removed from my bill today.
In order to help you with your account, I will have to explain your account. But if I'm not able to explain it, then I won't be able to assist you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so this is where you enter into a sweepstakes to win a tablet. If you're stating that you have not purchased the item or anyone in your home has not purchased the item, then I will have to get you transferred over to the fraud department. Do you recall signing up for this product?
No, I'll handle it on my end. I'll send it over to my fraud department through my credit card, and you won't get paid.
You can do that as well, but they will do a dispute. That is only a temporary refund, and they cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account.
No, they won't. Because
would you like for me to get you transferred over to the fraud department?
Ma'am, you are already frauding us because this company is pulling shit on everybody. And you've got, I don't know how many different names for the same thing, and you try to hook people. My husband is elderly. He's had a brain injury, and I don't want this on our credit card. You got it? Take it off.
Okay, the charge is a valid charge, being that you stated that you have not signed up.
Take care of it.
The loan will be released. I can't assist you today if I'm not able to say anything. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Yeah, you too, honey.